The recent New York primary was marred by reports that 126,000 Democratic voters in Brooklyn had been removed from the election rolls. That's leading to renewed calls for voting reforms in New York. Two election officials from Colorado will be in Albany on Wednesday for a panel discussion on election modernization to be held at the Rockefeller Institute of Government. Matt Crane, the clerk and recorder of Arapahoe County, Colorado, explains how Colorado removes ineligible voters from their registration rolls.
Well, in Colorado, we have a mechanism that starts with the National Voter Registration Act and what's required there. So we've made some changes to it over the last few years. So if we get returned mail from the post office that somebody has moved, then we can move them from an active status to an inactive status. And then if they miss two subsequent general elections after that without having participated or called our office or done anything to reactivate their voter registration, then at that point we can remove them from the voting rolls.
And what about registering to vote? Vermont just passed a law to allow voter registration at DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle headquarters. Is that something that has happened in Colorado? How do you get people registered to vote through more non-traditional venues?
We do, and Colorado has done that for quite some time, where when somebody comes in to get their driver's license, they can register to vote there, which is a fantastic service for our citizens. Colorado also has an online voter registration platform through our Secretary of State's office that's become increasingly popular. Anything that we can do to try to improve access to the system is our goal, and part of that is through voter registration. So you're starting to see more and more states do this across the country, and it's something that our citizens really love, and it's been a great thing for us.
What's the voter turnout been like lately in Colorado?
In our counties, based on our active voter count, in 2014, we were just at about 70%. In 2012, we were over 90% of our active voters that turned out. The turnout here in Colorado over the last, 10 years or so, it's been, I think, somewhere in the top five in the country. But we've done everything we can to try to improve access through it. So 10 years ago, we went to a permanent mail-in voting list to where somebody could choose to always receive a mail ballot. We've had early voting since the early 90s. And then in 2013, we redid our election law here to where everybody gets a mail ballot to start with. And if they still want to go vote in person, we still have to have a certain number of vote centers on election day for in-person voting. But all of these things have helped improve access, and our citizens have really liked the options.
What type of equipment is under use in Colorado? The old lever machines are gone here in New York. What's in use in Colorado?
Up until this year, we had a hybrid. There were some counties that used paper ballots. There were some counties like Arapahoe where we were all electronic voting machines. The Colorado has just gone through a uniform voting system process where the Secretary of State has selected one vendor. Voting will be done in person. It can be done on tablets where they're used as a ballot marking device that the voter will go ahead and make their choices, and then a paper ballot will print out, and then they'll put the paper ballot in the ballot box. But now, after 2013, the vast majority of Coloradans vote by mail. In my county in 2014, 95% of those who voted did so by mail. So that's really the focus on where we're going now with our technology.
Very often, election reforms will come after a dysfunctional election, complaints, a widespread problem with voting or registration. Did Colorado have that kind of a thing? Did it hit bottom before some of these reforms were put in place?
No, it really didn't. There was a trend. Colorado's always been somewhat at the forefront of forward thinking in terms of elections. So we were one of the first states to go to early voting in the early 90s. As I mentioned earlier, we allowed our voters to sign up on a permanent mail-in list. And as we opened up the options for our voters to give them more access to the ballot, they started trending away from voting in person on election day. So by the time, even before we made the changes in 2013, we had 80% of our people voting by mail in 2012. And so when you look at the trends, the way they were going, it made sense for us to keep going that way, both from a convenience point of view for our voters, from an operational efficiencies, and from cost efficiencies. It really made sense to go the way we did in 2013. So it wasn't an unfortunate event, thank goodness. It was just a progression of how our people like to vote.
What's in the offing? What are some of the possible reforms that may be coming in Colorado? Anything before the legislature out there?
Well, right now, the big thing is that they're discussing a presidential primary election. Colorado's one of the states that does not have that, so we're anxiously watching to see what happens with that. But other than that now, we're just looking at our election model that we implemented in 2013, seeing what we can do to make it better. By and large, our citizens are very pleased with the way that we're going here in Colorado.
Matt Crane is the clerk and recorder of Arapahoe County, Colorado. He'll be part of a panel discussion on election modernization this Wednesday at the Rockefeller Institute of Government in Albany.